Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Narchries podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, You Are Enough by Panache. Desai is a contemporary spirituality and self-healing book that focuses on easing anxiety by reconnecting readers with a sense of inner wholeness. Framed as a practical path rather than a purely inspirational manifesto, the book explores how fear, self-judgment, and the pressure to perform can create a persistent feeling of not being enough. Desai presents the idea that many struggles in work, relationships, and health are amplified by disconnection from the self, and that lasting change comes from addressing the emotional and energetic roots beneath symptoms. Using an accessible blend of mindset shifts, reflective exercises, and guidance drawn from his background as a wellness teacher, the book invites readers to soften resistance, process difficult feelings, and build a steadier relationship with themselves. Its core promise is not perfection, but presence, learning to meet life from a grounded inner space where confidence and clarity become more available. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, reframing the not enough story. A central theme of the book is the way the not enough narrative quietly governs choices, self-image, and emotional reactivity. Desai describes how this story can form early through family dynamics, social comparison, or painful experiences, then persist as an internal voice that questions worthiness. In adulthood, it may show up as people-pleasing, overworking, chronic self-improvement, or a fear of being seen. The book encourages readers to recognize that the not enough feeling is not proof of deficiency, but a learned pattern that can be observed and changed. By separating identity from internal commentary, readers are guided to notice what triggers the story and how it affects the body through tension, rumination, and anxious anticipation. The shift is from trying to earn enoughness through external validation to experiencing enoughness as an inherent state. This reframing can reduce the urgency behind perfectionism and open space for healthier ambition. The emphasis is on awareness, compassion, and choice, so the reader can stop treating insecurity as a life sentence and start treating it as a signal for deeper self-connection. Secondly, healing anxiety by meeting the body and emotions. The book approaches anxiety not only as a mental loop, but as an experience that involves the nervous system, emotions, and unresolved stress. Desai highlights how anxiety can be fueled by avoidance of uncomfortable feelings, as the mind attempts to control uncertainty or predict outcomes to stay safe. Instead of battling symptoms with willpower alone, the guidance points toward turning inward and meeting sensations, fears, and grief with a calmer presence. This includes recognizing how the body carries old pressure and how emotions can be held in place by judgment or suppression. The book encourages a gentler relationship with fear, where the goal is not to eliminate it instantly, but to understand what it is trying to protect. When readers learn to sit with discomfort without escalating it, anxiety can lose some of its intensity. This perspective supports practical coping because it reduces secondary stress, the anxiety about having anxiety. The overall message is that healing becomes more accessible when feelings are allowed to move through rather than being forced down, and when the body is treated as an ally that communicates needs rather than an enemy that malfunctions. Thirdly, releasing the past and softening self-judgments. Another key topic is how past experiences can shape present reactions, especially when painful memories remain emotionally active. Desai addresses the ways regret, shame, and unresolved hurt can keep a person oriented toward what went wrong, reinforcing self-criticism and distrust. The book frames self-judgment as a heavy burden that often masquerades as motivation, but actually drains energy and narrows possibility. Readers are guided to loosen identification with past roles and mistakes, and to approach healing through forgiveness, emotional honesty, and compassion. This does not mean excusing harmful behavior or denying responsibility, it means releasing the idea that a person must remain defined by a single chapter of their life. By bringing awareness to inner narratives, the reader can begin to challenge automatic conclusions like, I always fail, or I am too much, or not enough. The book's approach emphasizes that the past influences the present most strongly when it is avoided, and that integrating it with kindness can restore a sense of choice. As self-judgment softens, many people find it easier to set boundaries, seek support, and pursue goals without the constant fear of repeating old pain. Fourthly, living from the soul as a source of power and potential, Desai uses the idea of the soul as a way to describe a deeper, steadier self beneath shifting emotions and external labels. In this framing, personal power is not domination or constant confidence, but an inner alignment that helps a person respond rather than react. The book suggests that when people live only from conditioned identity, they may chase approval, control outcomes, or base worth on achievement. Reconnecting with the soul is presented as a shift into authenticity, where decisions are guided by values, intuition, and inner truth. This topic explores how clarity and purpose can emerge when a person stops outsourcing their identity to roles, relationships, or constant self-improvement. Desai links this inner connection to expanded possibility, describing how beliefs about limitation can dissolve as a person feels safer within themselves. The result is a more resilient kind of optimism, not blind positivity, but trust that one can meet life with steadiness. Practical outcomes may include healthier relationships, more creative risk-taking, and a willingness to pursue meaningful work without needing guarantees. The underlying claim is that power grows as inner conflict decreases, because energy is no longer spent fighting oneself. Lastly, practices for wholeness in daily life. Beyond concepts, the book emphasizes day-to-day practices that help readers embody enoughness rather than merely understand it. Desai presents a path that includes reflection, emotional awareness, and repeated returns to the present moment. The focus is on consistency and gentleness, since many readers with anxiety or self-criticism may try to change through harsh discipline. Practices encourage noticing triggers, pausing before reacting, and choosing responses that support inner safety. The book also highlights the importance of self-care as an expression of worth rather than a reward for productivity. Readers are guided to create space for stillness, to listen for inner needs, and to release patterns that keep them stuck in overthinking. This topic also touches on boundaries and relationships, because wholeness is easier to sustain when a person stops abandoning themselves to keep the peace. In daily life, wholeness can look like speaking more honestly, resting without guilt, and making decisions that match personal truth. The value of these practices is cumulative. Small shifts repeated over time can change identity from someone trying to become enough into someone who remembers they already are, even while continuing to grow. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who feel trapped in cycles of anxiety, self-doubt, perfectionism, or chronic comparison, as well as anyone interested in a spiritual but practical approach to emotional healing. It can also benefit people who are outwardly successful yet privately exhausted by the pressure to prove themselves. The main life benefit is the shift from earning worth to recognizing inherent worth, which can reduce stress, improve relationships, and free up energy for meaningful goals. By emphasizing self-compassion and inner connection, the book offers a foundation for steadier decision-making and greater resilience during uncertainty. Compared to many similar self-help titles that rely heavily on hype, productivity tactics, or surface-level affirmations, Desai focuses on the root feeling of not being enough and the emotional patterns that keep it alive. That deeper focus can make the insights feel more enduring, especially for readers who have tried quick fixes and found them temporary. If you want guidance that blends mindset, emotional integration, and spirituality without requiring rigid belief systems, this book is a worthwhile purchase because it aims at lasting inner change rather than short-term motivation. If you would like to support Panache Desai, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.